sipping, and you know I came with it. If she cute with the lips shutting like missiles, act right, you can get the Nissan Sentra, nickel nine gripper for all you jack rippers. The driver inside got a license to hit you. Hop up out the pot and get your top rhyme licked up. We survive, you can only catch a whiff of. Locked in way before the top 10, when I had the mutton chop shades in the wide brim, on a different way that I came in the game on. When I levitate, grab my sneakers and hang on. Young, but I still got sons in the game, but they not like the one with a dot in his name. If it's locking, it's gotta be knowledge. You made it the wildest applause when we hop on these stages. Go on, get your Teflon vest on, but once we let off this track list, gon' blow your chest off. When the last time that you heard a sound this hard? Compliments and knowledge in them. And we can go toe to toe. Anyone you know, young or old, they get drove in the hearses. I just did the Super Bowl halftime show with the GOATs. What I wanna do with verses, that's like a parenting ball to the MLB. Y'all out of your league, we not the same person. I be doing this till I'm about 86. So this is holding my on the nurses.
Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-minute stage dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds, hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-minute stage dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Live from the basement of the Sub High atop Burnaby Mountain, this is home of Burnaby Rock on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. CJSF is the campus community radio of Simon Fraser University, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory, specifically of the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Coquitlam, and Musqueam. Welcome back. I'm going to refresh here. That was the longer of the two sets tonight, started with Elizabeth Whittington. Theme for a sick day from Something's Wrong. Then it was local work from Sean Evans. Then Ellen Peel with Tunlar, and then Ben Frost from Broken Spectre. That was those were the ambient songs there. After the ID break was Pile from All Fiction. That album sounds better in hindsight. I'm looking the songs off of that right now. Then it was Beak. With Aw Yeah from Oh No. And then Sun's classic Burnaby Rock song, Make It Real, from Feltz. And then Duster, Inside Out. Is that from Stratosphere? I'm not sure. It's one of their earlier ones when they were around in the 90s, apparently. Then it was A Beacon School. After that, from Cola, with It's Late. I like that song. I like all these songs. I mean, give me a break. But I really like that song. Just sounds good. So good. And then after that was Daphne. Dan Snaith, Caribou Guy, with Tin from Jolly May. And then Nick Holder, another Ontario individual, with Summer Days 99. That was the house track. And then Cosmetics, locally from here, A Chant for You. And then Cassie Crute with United. And then Deerhoof from Friend Opportunity, that was Believe ESP. And then the set finished up with NX Worries, 86 Centra. So how about that? That was pretty good. I liked that. It had a vibe to that set, man. It was really cohesive, I think, for the most part, considering the wide variety of music that I like to play on here. So that was good. Again, it is August 21st, 7th anniversary of this show, 2026. I'm going to dive into traffic one last time, just see if anything's up out there. I'm not going to tell you what happened to the Blue Jays. I don't know. I'm going to watch the extended highlights when I get home. It's pretty quiet. Busy downtown. A little bit busy trying to get to the Lionsgate, but not really. Problems coming. Oh my goodness, what's going on in Richmond? Coming in the Richmond from the airport on what is the name of that road there? The one with the Sea Island Way. Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. Maybe there's construction, like night construction or something. But it's just wild down there right now. That looks really busy. Everywhere else looks pretty good. Yeah. Oh yeah. No, that's not supposed to be there. Yeah. No, it looks good out there on the highways right now. So as it should be. It's like almost 8 o'clock now. And so I'm expecting an easy trip home. So, weather-wise, again, showers in the area. Possibility of rain mostly tomorrow evening through Sunday. It's going to cool down a bit. It's starting to feel like fall out there a little bit. So the temperatures are going to be firmly back in the lower 280s. And what do we got next? What are we looking at next week here? Yeah, well, it's 287 on Tuesday. Looks pretty good. And then, yeah, it's going to cool down a bit after that. And then possibly getting back into the rain towards the end of the month before Labor Day. So I'm sure they could use rain in the interior. I don't know how the fires are doing. I just haven't heard much about any of that lately. I have a lot of music to choose from. So I'm going to get into that. I don't know when back to school new music will be. Like, I have job training coming up. And I did a proper interview for the job, and I had to learn part of a presentation. And I thought, basically it was about 5% of the entire presentation. It was 15 minutes and 4 slides, and I nailed it. I did a nice job, and now I'm invited to training. And I thought they were going to dump the rest of the presentation on me, like the other 76 slides or whatever. And but they haven't done that yet. All they've asked me is what my food allergies are and to give me all their money. So to give me money to pay for the training and give them money. They're not giving me money yet. That's later. Oh, but yeah, no, it's very exciting. Could be a total lifestyle change. And working independently too. Just, we'll see how things go. I'll see what happens. But that, if that starts, that'll be in the new year. Which would be a really, really crazy different thing for work. But yeah, I was expecting them to give me a huge amount of stuff to learn before I go into training, and that hasn't happened. It doesn't look like it's going to happen, so I'm going to have some time to work on back to school new music, and if it starts raining soon, I mean, maybe I'll get it out sometime in September. I'd really like to get a little bit more caught up on radio for sure, but right now I am technically caught up to where I'm supposed to be this time of the year. If you like what you heard tonight, do check out the audio archives at cgsf.ca/content/home-burnaby-rock. Up next at 8 o'clock is the art show, unless it's Thursday, in which case the Board Crusade is up next. Have a great weekend. Thank you for listening.
Around Yeah. this is Kelly from the Peak Publication Society, SFU student-led newspaper. Recently, news organizations have been facing issues sharing news content. All news outlets, including small publications like us, have been affected due to Meta's refusal to comply with the Online News Act and compensate news companies. We have been serving our diverse student community for years and need your support to continue. If you'd like to contribute as a paid writer, illustrator, or photographer, follow us on Instagram at thepeak@SFU. Keep reading our stories at the-peak.ca. If Meta is listening, we're just a community promoting SFU events. Please don't block us again.
BJSF